Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you as always. You're going to be glad you hung out with me because we got our good friend Larry Robertson back on the show. Larry is founder and principal of Lighthouse Consulting. He is an entrepreneur himself. He's been around for a long time as anywhere from an operator to an entrepreneur himself to an investor. He is the author of a brand new book, which I'm glad to tell you about, A Deliberate Pause, Entrepreneurship and Its Moment in Human Progress. Larry, welcome back to the show.
Jim, it's always my pleasure to be with you. Thanks for having me.
It's good to have you back. Congratulations on your book.
Well, thank you. Thank you. I'm thrilled to share it with you and your listeners.
I like the focus of your book on entrepreneurship because... You know, entrepreneurship is one of those. I've called it a utility term. It's a term that's very useful. And I've found, I actually wrote one time that sometimes the term entrepreneur is used so much that it's almost, some people think it's overused. I don't think so. In fact, I actually wrote one time that I don't think we've yet to learn all the different ways that you can use the term entrepreneur.
Yeah.
And I did it at that time. I was talking about entrepreneurial employees, and which I think is something that the 21st century has and will see more of. But another thing is some people have a very strict, very tight, a very specific definition of an entrepreneur. And I met one guy who said once that he thought an entrepreneur was only someone who was going to take their company. You know, and grow it very quickly and become public and, you know, blah, 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 like a Microsoft or an Apple or something like that. And I disagreed with that. What do you think?
No, I think you're absolutely right, Jim. And in fact, there's this fine edge of the sword that we're walking here between use and overuse. I think that in some cases, it's used so narrowly in so many places that we forget about all the things that entrepreneurs have in common.
Mm-hmm.
And this was one of my most important points that I wanted to get into, was to say, hey, instead of trying to separate one another, let's look at what we have in common, and more importantly, let's look at the pattern across entrepreneurs in all walks of life and see what they all do that leads to lasting success. That was something I felt nobody had done before.
Well, I think you're right. I think that the man who founded a company or the woman who founded a company from scratch, that was an entrepreneur. Mm-hmm. Then when they bequeathed their business, when they gave their business or handed their business over to their children, and the children started running the business, they weren't entrepreneurs, they were managers.
Yes,
But then those children then could have an opportunity to do something entrepreneurial themselves, which would be to take that business to the next level. At that moment, they then became entrepreneurs. What do you think?
You know, Jim, it's almost like you're feeding me my setup lines here. I think you're absolutely right. One of the key themes that I talk about, that I write about, is that entrepreneurship is really about a mindset. And that mindset is to constantly pause, not stop, but pause long enough to say, why are we doing things the way we're doing them, whether it's within a business or it's within a society, and how could they be better? The leaders who are doing that on a regular basis, even when they have the best thing since sliced bread going on, they may own their market, they may be the top company in it, incredibly profitable. When they are stopping and they're asking their teams to stop and say, could this be better?
Mm-hmm.
That's how they get better. And sometimes they answer, you know what, right now this is the best it can be. But it's that habit of always asking, how can you expand value, that's going to allow the next generation and three generations from now to continue to be entrepreneurial and have successful ventures.
And so you're saying, I have a friend who used to say, you're either green and growing or ripe and rotten.
it's a great expression. You know, I used to say, if you stop, either somebody's going to run over you, eat you, either way, you're dead.
but when you say a deliberate pause, you're saying find the time, make the plan to have to pause for a little bit, but deliberate, have a deliberate pause, but constantly be questioning.
That's correct. And no matter how you do it, meaning no matter how you pause, make it deliberate, make it purposeful and conscious and regular.
Well, see, this fits in with something that I've been saying for a long time, and I say this at least once a week, if not more, and that is in this current age and wherever we're going, I think this is going to serve us well, and I think this fits in with what you're talking about. I tell people, it's okay to fall in love with what you do, but it's not okay to fall in love with how you do it. When you say deliberate pause, you're not talking about pause and say, should we change from battleships to tanks?
No.
You're saying, you know, we're still in the battleship business, but do we want to change the color or whatever?
That's correct. I talk about it, Jim. I use the term evolutionary, and to evolve means to go from one thing to the next in a connected way. Not to say we're going to go from, you know, battleships to ball bearings, but
right.
To say, well, let's see, battleships, what could come out of a battleship? Are there other kinds of ships? Or it could come from the customer angle. We sell battleships to XYZ people.
Mm-hmm.
What do they need that goes with that? Or where are they going next? What might they use next that could be bettered by Battleship 2 or by some other kind of ship?
Mm-hmm. Well, you know... talk to us about how you think entrepreneurship is going to be different in what I'm calling the coming age.
This is my hope, Jim, and I think it's really a necessity. In the coming age, what I would like to see and what I would like to believe is going to happen is that entrepreneurship is going to be more pervasive.
Mm-hmm.
I think of entrepreneurship not as the entrepreneur. I think that's one of the things we get out of whack sometimes. We think there's one solo gunslinger out there doing it all. And it's really not true, as you well know. Any successful entrepreneur is surrounded by an ecosystem of people who help them get it done, and really a community of people. And what that says is not everybody in that picture, in that community, that company, whatever it might be, is the entrepreneur. But they all can have an entrepreneurial mindset
right.
And think that way. So what I hope is that that'll be awakened in more people in the future.
And I think not only will the urge be awakening people to that, but I think necessity will too. And there's going to be plenty of both. Quick break. Right back with Larry Robertson. That's Robertson with a T. The book is called A Deliberate Pause. It's new. It's available right now. Stay with us. Little Joe Cocker bringing us back. Welcome back. 7:23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you use it to your advantage. We built it just for you. No barriers to entry. If you can get there, we'll let you come in and hang out with us and use our stuff. Lots of stuff there from 5 seconds to 15 minutes. Anywhere in between, whatever time you have, we have something you can read or listen to there. And on any topic, under the Small Business Sunday. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter, which we'll send you every Sunday afternoon by email. And if you're on Twitter and you want to follow me there, I'm at Jim Blassingame. Larry Robertson is our guest, folks. He is our good friend and longtime Brain Trust member, the author of the new book, A Deliberate Pause, Entrepreneurship and Its Moment in Human Progress. Larry, tell us how we can find the book.
You can find it all the easy ways. First of all, there's a website specifically for the book, adeliberatepause.com, and it's a nice entry point to learn about the book and me and the community around it. However, you can also find the book on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Borders, Books A Million, all the major book chains.
Larry, one of the things that you say here on the cover, entrepreneurship and its moment in human progress. Now, tell us what you mean by that. What moment are you talking about?
Well, I'm really pleased that you asked that. It really has dual meaning, Jim. The first is any time that you pause to think about why you're doing things the way you're doing and what could be better, that is that moment that sparks the way forward, the new idea. So really, that's where entrepreneurship begins, and that's where it continues to advance. But as you know, moment also means importance. And so it's my way of saying that both entrepreneurship and that pausing moment are important to how we progress.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, and when you talk about human progress, I think when I think about the progress humans have made, entrepreneurship all the way back and today, it has been one of the driving force, hasn't it? People saying, you know, I think I can improve on that, or I don't like the way this is. I'm uncomfortable about this. You know, we can do something better than this, or you know, I want to do something to make this better for me or for my family or whatever. That kind of that's uniquely human, isn't it?
It really is. You know, if you think about it, I can't think of, there are lots of intelligent species, but I can't think of any that are saying that. And what's even more interesting to me, and I think a point of distinction for entrepreneurs, is that they not only see a better way to do things, but they look around and they say, this has to be done. There could be so much more value if this was done. Nobody else is doing it. I've got to do it. And then they undertake in such a way that they're going to make it happen. That's what I think makes an entrepreneur very unique.
You know, folks, I was given the privilege of looking at Larry's book in the raw form, and it was a privilege, Larry, and I want to congratulate you on where you've gotten it to and the finished product that you've made it into. It's easy to read. It's I like the way you've laid it out. It's great architecture, but I want to ask you, it's a big topic, and you cover a lot of territory in the book.
Yes.
And the good news is people can take bite sizes out of it and work on that. They don't have to eat the whole thing all at once.
Absolutely.
That's the good news about the book, which I'm proud of you for doing. But what would be your, if someone in general, if someone were to buy your book, how would you want them to begin? Where, you know, what's the appetizer, the salad, the entree, the dessert? How would they go through that?
Yeah, well, it's interesting. Just a few minutes ago, we mentioned the website at deliberatepause.com. And I think of the website as almost giving you an opportunity to spoon feed in terms of accessing the book. Having said that, the book is really written in such a way that you could, I advise that you start at the beginning and go to the end, but really the book is written so that you can open any chapter and start there.
Because I may already be a little farther along.
Yes.
In the beginning. I mean, not that the first part's not right, but of course the table of contents is always good. But in terms of philosophically, what would be a profile reader of your book? How would they benefit from this thing?
I think that they say you should never say this in business, that your audience is everybody. And I don't think my audience is everybody. However, I do think that most anybody could benefit from this. I thought of it as kind of a bullseye, Jim. I think the most interested readers are going to be those who are involved in or have kind of a fascination with entrepreneurship. If you think about the ring beyond that, it's those that study it, teach it, really write about it, look into it intensely. And then on the edge are the rest of us who think, because of our stereotypical views, that entrepreneurship may not be for us.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we're not allowed to look at this. Maybe we don't have that wealth
right.
investor behind us. But I think those
You bring those people into the big tent, don't you?
Absolutely. To say, you know what, this isn't the territory of the few. It's something that's innate to every person.
You're not born. You don't have to be born. I know some people who are born entrepreneurs, but they don't have the franchise on it, do they?
No, they don't. And you know, this is the thing, Jim, with my book. I wrote it not to be technical. I had somebody say to me the other day, oh, it's a business book. No, it's not.
Yep.
It covers business, but it covers many areas. So I've written it to be very entertaining and very engaging to any reader.
And he's brought a lot of ideas of other people into the book, too. Hey, Larry, thanks. Congratulations again. Give us the website again for the book.
It's deliberatepause.com.
Larry, will you come back another day? We got more to talk about.
Would love to, Jim.
Thanks, Larry. Larry Robertson, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. Right now, I got to take a quick break. You know how this works. I'll be back on the other side of the news, on the other side of this break, with our good friend, Governor Pete DuPont. That I love.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.